Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Chelsea Osborne, final year history student at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, August 7th, 1839, Thomas Day, the newly appointed immigration agent for British Guiana, announced his arrival in Barbados in the Barbadian newspaper. Mr. Day, with the establishment of his office at No. 3 James Street near the Roebuck, was tasked with the introduction of immigrant laborers from Barbados into British Guiana. Mr. Day was charged with providing information to attract people of interest from varying professions, including those in the clerical, legal, or medical fields, and planters who would have had capital to invest. Being empowered by the owners of two estates, Mr. Day offered attractive salaries of $200 annually to potential managers who could conduct the business of the sugar plantation. Commissioned by other British Guiana gentlemen, Thomas Day was also to secure competent young men for the position of overseers with varying salaries from $200 to $333 per year. British Guiana employers also required agricultural laborers and enabled Mr. Day to offer the lowest wage rates for field workers in British Guiana. The laborers were paid 4 bits per a 7.5-hour shift, with a bit equaling to 12.5 cents or 1/8 of a dollar. To compensate for this, the laborers were also offered access to medicine and medical attention at the expense of the employers. Also, numerous amenities such as public places of worship, schools, roads, rivers, stores, and markets were made available to meet the comfort of the potential employees. Other employees also required included masons, house carpenters, joiners, boat builders, bakers, tailors, and shoemakers. However, domestics were not in high demand, but could be employed if they provided first-rate testimonials of their character and capabilities. To ensure all matters between masters and servants were handled fairly to the coming immigrants, the special justices in British Guiana retained exclusive authority and ensured an investigative tribunal disconnected from local interests. With office hours of 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., the agent kept in his office several documents including rates of wages, bills of morality, vagrant laws, and copies of poor law regulations, which he would have been happy to communicate to all interested individuals allotted to in his notice posted.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.